Hi, I'm Brandy.
And I'm Raven.
And this is the Sister Files.
Whoop whoop.
So fast.
I know it has.
Yeah, it's like the first part of the year went by so slow, and the second part's gone.
Phew! I know.
Maybe because it's all the fun stuff is in the start of the year.
I feel like that's what it is too.
Fall, and then Halloween, and Thanksgiving, and then Christmas.
I just finished decorating my classroom for Halloween.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, the kids are really excited. And then, oh my gosh, I feel kind of bad about this, but it's really funny. So, I teach 2-year-olds, but in the school age room, they had this really big spider they had out, and I was like, oh my gosh, can I please show my kids the spider? Like, they're going to think it's so funny, and they're going to laugh. And I was like, just have a name, like, you named it. And the kids were like, oh yeah, his name's Sid. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. My kids were terrified. Like, it wasn't funny, but, like, one of them, like, they were eating snack, and, like, she was eating her chip, and I was like, look, his name's Sid. And, like, no joke, this child literally, chip in hand, just, like, stopped. And, like, all the emotion just drained from her face, and I was like, okay, let's take the spider out of the room, because she was just, like, mortified, and I was like,
"You're gonna get me."
Great, and I probably just, like, gave her nightmares for the rest of her life, but it was so funny. Yeah. But we have more, you know, 2-year-old friendly decorations in the classroom. I didn't realize the spider was gonna be that terrifying, but they were having fun walking around there, and like, oh, a pumpkin. So anyway, I digress.
No, you're good. Did you see my nails? You saw my nails, right?
I do. I like your nails. Her nails are beautiful. My nails are not.
Okay. So.
I was going to describe your nails, but.
Oh, you can.
But I was thinking, one's matte black.
Yeah.
And then the other are, like, French tips, but there's a twist. They have, like, what look like black stitches across them.
Yeah.
Frankenstein. French tips. And my nails are just orange.
They're pumpkins. Alrighty. So. Today, we are going to take a dive into some urban legends, and these ones are going to be specifically around urban legend games.
Ooh. So, before we start this, I don't know why I just turned into someone from New York, but anyway, before we start this, I feel like there should be a disclaimer.
Okay. Oh, don't try these games at home.
Don't try these games. These are not games you should try. I would not try either of the games I'm going to talk about, and I have a feeling I'm not going to want to try the games that Brandy is going to talk about.
Yeah, because even one of the ones I'm going to talk about has a link to a possible death.
Yeah, so don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't.
No. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. The first one I'm going to talk about is called the Elevator Game, or it's also known as Elevator to Another World.
I'm already out, because elevators are creepy. Ever seen Resident Evil?
Yeah. This one has a possibility that it originated from Korea, but nobody really actually knows where it originated from.
Interesting.
So, if you do it right, do the game right, do the steps in the correct order, like you're supposed to, the elevator will take you to another world. And this other world, it will be the same as the world that you were in, but you will be the only person there, and it will be much darker.
You know, there's a small part of me that wants to do it.
Yeah, it's like a parallel universe, but you are the only person.
And can you get back?
Yeah. So, this is how you play. According to most sources, you have to play alone. So it's just yourself. Though there was at least one source that I said you can play in a group, but if you play in a group, everybody must participate the entire time. Nobody can, you know, have to stay together. But most of them say that you have to play alone, and you have to play in a building that has an elevator that goes up to at least 10 stories.
So not here.
No, not. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no elevator in this apartment. So.
Well, I know, not here, but I mean not like in where we live, because we live in a very rural area. I don't think any of our buildings are that tall.
No, we'd have to go up to Wilmington.
You think the hospital would be tall enough?
No, it's not 10 stories.
Yeah, we have to go up to
Wilmington. No, yeah, we'd go to Wilmington, one of the hotels or one of the businesses.
Well, I don't think we don't have to really go far to find a darker dimension in Wilmington.
Right? All right. Okay, so you start on the first floor.
Okay.
You have to enter the elevator alone, and if another person gets on, then you automatically have to stop the game and, like, restart it. So you have to be alone in the elevator pretty much the entire time.
Okay.
Okay. So, once you get on the elevator, you have to push the buttons in a certain order.
Okay.
And you push the button, and after you push the button, you wait till it goes to the floor, and then you push the next button. And the order you gotta go to is 4, 2, 6, 2, 10, 5, 1. So you push all these buttons, and when the door opens, you don't get off.
Yeah.
You don't get off, but you have to wait till the door opens before you hit the button for the next floor. If you hear your name while the door is open on any of the floors, don't respond, don't look, don't step out, don't do anything. Just pretend you don't hear it. When to the second to the last one, where the fifth floor has been known that when you're on that floor, a woman may enter the elevator. And if she does, make sure you don't engage with her at all, because she's most likely not human. So you just pretend you don't see her and just continue with your game.
Would it be funny, like, if it, like, it didn't work, and then this poor woman is just, you're just really rude to that one poor woman.
So, if you do the game correctly, and once you push that last, when you push the button to the first floor, the seventh time, you push the button, and it's supposed to go back to the first floor. If you do it correctly, instead of taking you to the first floor, it will take you up to the 10th floor. But if you go to the first floor, you did not do it correctly, you must exit the elevator immediately, quickly as possible, and leave, and don't look back. Just go. Like, pretend, like, the game is over, you're just gonna leave, you're never gonna come back. At least for, I don't know how long, but just, you're just not gonna acknowledge anything happened, just gonna go. However, if it does, you know, instead goes up to the 10th floor, then you did it. You've opened a portal to another world. So when the door opens on the 10th floor, and you walk out, you'll walk out into another dimension. But you have to remember, it's going to look exactly like the world you're in, but it should be darker. And you're most likely are going to be the only person there.
Darker, like, light-wise, or, like...
They didn't really specify.
Like, darker, like, in tone?
Or probably, like, in every which way. Though, some people say that have completed the game successfully and come back have claimed that there's also, a red glow in the background from the windows on the 10th floor. Or they've even seen, like, a red cross in the distance outside.
Okay.
So, when the door opens on the 10th floor, after you've, you know, did the game completely and it opens up to this other dimension, you have to make a decision. You decide whether or not you're going to proceed forward and check out this other dimension, or if you're just going to go back home.
So, if you proceed and leave the elevator.
Yes.
And it, doors close.
Uh-huh.
You just get back on it and go down?
If you choose not to.
If you choose to get off the elevator and the other dimension. How do you get home?
Through the same elevator. But you gotta make sure you go through the same exact elevator. So.
Oh, jeez.
If you don't get off.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, seen it, been there, you know, done that. I saw it looked a little bit different. Freaked myself out. I'm going home. Just, hit the button for the first floor. And just keep hitting it until you go back.
Yeah.
Because, once, it may not respond the first time.
Yeah.
and make sure you wait until you get to the first floor to exit. It may stop at other floors.
Yeah.
But wait until you get to the first floor to exit, or you'll may be lost in another dimension. And make sure if the woman is still in the elevator, you continue to ignore her, or bad things can happen. Though they're not really sure. Like, I think she may end up, like, following you around or something. Like, stuck with you and whatnot. So.
She just wants a friend.
Yeah.
Aw, can't feel bad for her.
And stay quiet. Like, don't talk, don't say anything. Like, not just to her, but to even to yourself. Like, be silent the entire time.
I would never make it.
And I think you have to be silent, like, almost the entire time you're playing the game.
Nope. Yeah. See, I'm already out. Yeah. I would never make it.
Okay, however, if you choose to exit on the 10th floor, and you want to go check out this other dimension, you have to remember some things so you can get back. If you have to return on the same elevator you took to get there, so if you happen to be at a... in a place that has multiple elevators, you can remember which elevator you got on and got off of. If you can remember to get yourself back to that elevator, because there's been, they said, some people say that the longer you are there, the more you kind of forget how to find your way back, even though everything looks the same. So if you manage to find your way back to the elevator after exploring this other dimension, you must repeat the same steps you took to get there. So you have to push the buttons in the same exact order. The 4, 2, 6, 2, 10, 5. And then 1.
See, I don't think, like, if I ever did it, which I think, like, that would be kind of something, like, I think, like, I would do it with another person. Like, me and you could do it. Yeah. And I think we could be silent together. Right.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. But I don't think I would get off.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
Yeah, I know.
So when you're trying to go back to your dimension after visiting the other dimension, it's going to want to try to keep you, which is why I think you kind of forget how to get back to the elevator.
Yeah.
And it's also going to want to try to keep you by not, when you're pushing the buttons in the order, that it's going to try not to let you go back down to the first floor. So it's going to try to get you to go back up to the 10th floor. So make sure if you push 4, 2, 6, 2, 10, 5, and then after the 5 would be the 1 to go back down. So let's say you push that 1, and instead of going down, it goes back up. You have to just push any button under the number 10 to stop the elevator from going to the 10th floor. And then push 1 again to go back down. Because if you don't do that, then it'll go to the 10th floor and you might be stuck forever in the other dimension. Or something will get you, or I don't know. I don't know if they know exactly what happens if you make it back up to the 10th floor.
Probably because people who made it back up to the 10th floor are naked.
And even if you do make it to the first floor after exploring the other dimension, when the doors open from the elevator, before you get off, make sure you really are back into your original dimension in this world. Like, make sure nothing seems off. You don't want to, so you just want to make, if anything seems off, like, basically if you don't see a single soul, I would say maybe just repeat all the steps again.
Yeah.
That's what they recommend, that if you don't think it's right, to make sure everything has returned to normal and you are back in your world.
Yeah, no getting off.
Yeah. So you just have to, like, really be conscious and make sure you kind of, like, keep your frame of mind. There's a couple of other things. So while you are exploring, so you gotta try to remember how to get back. But if you do go to the other world and you're exploring, one of the reasons you'll be able to know that you are actually there is that any electronics won't work.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we get off.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we take a plant from there in the elevator with us to take home for a study. Would it stop us?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the rules are. So,
I'm gonna go there and find the alternate version of Chris Evans.
While it, but you're the only person there, remember?
Oh, sure.
While you're there, you may become disoriented or dizzy. Oh. And if you pass out while you're in the other dimension and you wake up in your home, keep in mind you may not actually be home. You may be in the home of the other dimension and it's trying to trick you, keep you there forever.
But if I wake up at home and people I don't live with aren't there, I would know.
Right. But if you're disoriented, then you may not remember.
That's creepy.
Yeah. It also says that not to do this game too many times, because it could make you susceptible to slipping in between other worlds.
Just randomly. Geez. Yeah. That'd be kind of terrifying.
Like you just like pop in and out of the Matrix.
Here I come. Here I go.
And also remember, again, if the woman enters the elevator from the fifth floor, she's not human. Don't look with her. Don't engage with her. She's probably going to attach herself to you and stalk you for the rest of her life. So this is the one where I said there is a possibility that it's linked to a death.
Oh.
So I know we don't do a lot of true crime, but I love true crime. And there was this woman who stayed at...
I think I know where you're going with this.
The hotel in California. It was called the Cecil Hotel. And they have video surveillance of her acting weird on the elevator, and they think she was playing this game. And she disappeared, and then later they found her body inside the water tank on top of the hotel.
I remember reading this.
Yeah. Real freaky. Like, this was, like, 2015, or actually, no, it might have been 2018
it's
or something like
pretty
that.
Pretty recent. Yeah, really, I remember reading about that.
Yeah. It's really creepy. So they think maybe she was playing this game, and I guess maybe something happened, so.
Maybe.
But, yeah. So that was that game that I recommend you do not go and play, because you may not come back ever again. And I wouldn't want to be stuck in a world by myself.
No. That would be awful. Could you? Oh, God.
Yeah, that would be.
I can't be alone that long, even now.
Yeah, you drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. We are made for human interaction.
Mm-hmm. But I wonder.
We're made to
if
be social
there are
creatures.
Other people there. Because the people who go there and come mm-hmm. back, they don't stay there very long.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe there are people there. They're just in hiding.
Or they've just gone insane.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. All right. But I like I said, I don't recommend going to try this.
No.
Not at all. All right. So what about you? What do you have?
So I have, let me see which one. I'm going to do Bloody Mary first. So I have Bloody Mary, obviously. But it's a very popular one. Most people know about Bloody Mary.
Okay.
But, so everything I researched about it, like, almost like all, like, were the same, but not at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, the gist is that you go into a bathroom
mm-hmm.
with a flashlight, and you shine it underneath your chin.
Underneath your chin, okay.
And you say Bloody Mary, let's see, I read 3 times,
mm-hmm.
or 5 times.
Yeah.
Possibly 7.
Yeah.
And maybe 10.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways, but anyway, you say it a certain amount of times. And she will appear, or uh-huh. she will come to you.
Right.
Now, there have been stories of... It's been interesting, because at first, when I thought about doing this one, I was like, it's really not that crazy, mm-hmm. because literally that's all you do, and then right. she appears. But there's been all these different tales of things that have happened because
right.
they did this. Mm-hmm. Well, I heard one of their mirror shattering.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was I thought was creepy was... these teenager girls did it, and then they saw someone in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I felt like it was realistic was because they were just like, oh, yeah, we saw. Like, we turned the lights on, and she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But they said it so, like, because I feel like if you and I did this, and we saw someone in the mirror, I feel like we would laugh about it.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of felt like theirs was actually kind of real, because yeah. they were like, yeah, I saw some woman in there, and I was like, that almost sounds more realistic than not.
Right.
I saw a bunch of other ones where they had talked about, someone once said that they did it as a game. They had people over, it's usually a bunch of teenagers that are doing this, And
it's like a rite of passage.
Yeah. So I did she, it. Of course you did. So she went, I should do it. It'd be funny, wouldn't it? I'll do it on camera. I'm just kidding.
I think me and Kyo did it.
That's surprising. Part of me wants to do it just to be funny, but the other part of me is like, anyway, so she went in there and she did it, and then she was screaming hysterically, and she wasn't right ever since.
Yeah. So my older sister, Tiffany, she did it, and I think she was having a sleepover with her friend. She was either having a sleepover with her friends, or she did it at school or something. I just remember her telling me about it. She was so dramatic, and she was like, yeah, I did it, and I got these scratches on my back, blah, 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 blah.
People always talk about scratches on my back.
I
know.
I think she was lying, because she's...
You know, that I'm actually not that afraid of doing, because I don't think that it's real. So
I'm not
afraid to do that. Yeah. Now, people did say, and I thought this was cool, that they think that it comes from Queen Mary. She was called Bloody Mary because she lost babies, and, you know, that was very sad. And they think a lot of times people have said that they've seen someone holding a baby when they see it. And then the other thing I thought about when I researched this is its correlation with Candyman.
Yeah.
Now, that, I didn't research a whole lot into Candyman, but it's very similar.
Yeah.
It's like the exact same thing.
Right.
Except it's Candyman.
Yeah.
But I think Candyman has more of a drawn-out situation than Bloody Mary. It's like Bloody Mary, you just kind of see her. And that's it. Like, you've heard stories of, like, maybe they would see her some more here and there, or she kind of followed them around, or some glass shards are broken. There were scratches, but nobody, like, died from Bloody Mary, or, you know, it wasn't, that's not the most prominent thing that people talk about. They just say that they saw things, or something like that. But with Candyman, like, he kills you.
Yeah, and if, and I'm probably 100% wrong on this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. When, you know how you're saying that the urban legends and being created because of movies, I think Candyman became very popular because of the movie.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Like, I don't even know if it really was an urban legend until the movie.
Probably wasn't. Because the movie was that he was, something happened to him when back in history with bees and something And then he has a hook. And he follows you around and that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But Bloody Mary does seem more like an urban legend kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And of course it was in that movie Urban Legend.
Yes.
Along with Backseat Driver and all those things. But I just thought it was interesting, and I had the thing of what people had experienced, and it was just funny how it was very similar, like there was someone's face behind me.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you're like, that could be someone's imagination.
Right.
Really easily. Because if you stare in the mirror long enough, you start to psych yourself out.
Especially if it's dark. Yeah.
Yeah. You make and shape. You have like a flashlight.
Yeah. And we're really good at finding human shapes and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the biggest example is the clouds. We're very good at finding shapes in the clouds that really aren't there.
Yes. Now, the only other thing that I did see, and this has more to do with mirrors than with Bloody Mary, but it'd be a creepy thing of people doing these games, but then instead of Bloody Mary like coming out, you get stuck in the mirror.
Ugh.
So then you're stuck in the mirror forever.
Ugh.
And that, now that seems more creepy to me than Candyman coming to get me, like, you're in the mirror.
You'd be stuck anywhere for the rest of your life.
So that's like, is that who Bloody Mary is? Like, are you, so, the, or are you like, when you say it, are you seeing the person who got stuck in the mirror?
Yeah.
So, and yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a whole bunch of.
There's a lot of things with mirrors.
Yes, I was going to say.
Sleeping with, you shouldn't sleep with a mirror near you because your soul wanders around. Kestrel sleeps with a mirror next to her.
Well, that and, like, reflection. If somebody dies, you should gotta cover all the mirrors in your house because their soul might get trapped in there. A whole bunch of stuff with mirrors. We should cover that one time.
Yeah.
So, that's good. Yeah. Bloody Mary, very interesting.
Little model.
Alrighty, so my next one is called Solo Hide and Seek. or the one man hide and seek. Supposedly, nobody, of course, knows really where this originated from. But it showed up in Japan around 2007, and the instructions appeared in English around 2008. So it's very recent.
Yeah.
It's again, a one-person game. Before you start the game, you need the following items. You need a stuffed doll with limbs.
Okay. I'm already out.
Stack. You don't have a stuffed doll?
No, I do. Well, they're in the basement, locked away where they can't get me.
But you have a porcelain doll in your room.
No, I don't. Oh, I do, yeah. But
you're she's... like, no, I don't.
But she's,
I know, I'm just.
She's locked away.
Yeah. Alright, so you have to have a stuffed doll.
I don't know why I find that scary. Like, what do I really think? That's the only thing, like, when I was a kid, child's play was scary and all, but when you really think about it, like, what is a doll gonna do?
I think it's because they're human-like, so...
But it's a little doll.
I know, but the idea that, like, possession, I think that's the scary idea, is that something, it's more likely to make it human-like that it could come alive and get you. I think that's what the
I know, but if it, my point is, if it came alive and wanted to get me, that porcelain doll probably weighs like,
I know, maybe, but have you seen the scary movies? Those porcelain dolls are like crafty little creatures that can really get you, and they're strong.
But in all the movies, the ones like Annabelle and all them, I'm thinking along the lines of Chucky, right, where he like actually is up moving around.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Charles Lee Ray would be, that would not be, I don't think it would be that difficult to get rid of that doll. But ones like Annabelle, I think you get psyched out.
Yeah. But it's also, well, not only that, like, they're so small and tiny, you know, they can just, like, hide anywhere and come out and get you. I mean, something hid under your bed and
I teach two-year-olds. I don't feel like they could hide from me.
But if you had something under your bed that slashed your Achilles heel, then you'd fall down.
God, I hate that. And that's from that's from Pet Sematary.
I know, but then it comes out, like, just jumps on you and gets you real fast, and then what are you gonna do?
That's why you have boxes of junk underneath your bed, so nothing has room to fit.
Okay, so let's go back. So before you play your game, you gotta make sure you have the following items. A stuffed doll with limbs. A sack of uncooked rice, a pair of nail clippers, a needle, red thread, scissors or a knife, a bathroom with a bathtub, a cup of salt, a TV, or technically a room with a TV, a hiding place in the room that has a TV, and incense, maybe, possible, is what you all need. So, before you start the game, there's some things you need to prep. So, after you get all your items together, now you need to get ready to play the game.
Okay.
So, first, you're going to use your scissors or your knife, and you're going to cut the doll open and remove all the stuffing from the center of the doll.
Creepy.
Yeah. After you remove all the stuffing, you're going to put the dry, uncooked rice inside. You're going to place it.
Okay.
Then... you're going to clip off a few of your fingernails and place it inside the doll with the rice.
This is getting really weird really fast. Okay.
After you do that, you're going to take your needle and your red thread and you're going to stitch the doll back up.
Okay.
And whatever leftover thread you have, you don't cut it off. You just take it and you wrap it around the doll and then tie off the end.
Okay.
Then you're going to go and fill the bathtub up with water. You're going to go to the room that you're going to be hiding in to play hide and go seek, and you're going to purify it with incense.
Okay.
Then you're going to take the cup of salt water and the scissors and the knife, or the knife, whatever you have, and put it inside your hiding place.
Okay.
And then you're going to give the doll a name, but make sure you don't give the doll your name or the name of somebody you know.
Okay.
Okay.
That's hard.
Yeah. So now... you're going to begin the game.
Okay.
You gotta start promptly at 3 a.m.
Okay.
And when you start, you're gonna repeat the phrase. Well, say my name. Brandy is the first it. Brandy You're say that three times.
Yeah.
And then when you go say that, you're going to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You're going to take your doll, and you're going to submerge it in the tub, and you're going to leave it there.
Okay.
You're going to turn off all the lights in the house.
Nope.
Turn the TV on.
Nope.
To where you were closest to your hiding place. You're going to get in your hiding place, close your eyes, and count to 10. After you get down 10, you're going to open your eyes, grab your scissors, or your knife, whatever, and go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You're going to take the doll out of the tub, and you're going to say, "I have found you," and you're going to say the doll's name.
Okay.
Then you're going to take the scissors, and you're going to cut the thread.
Okay.
And then you're going to say to the doll, or you're going to say out loud, "You are the next it," and say the doll's name, and return it back to the tub. And then you're going to go as fast as you can back to your hiding place, and you're going to remain silent as possible. So you're going to try to stay in that hiding place as long as you can.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you're just going to stay and try not to be found. Okay.
Okay.
First, as long as you think you need to be in there.
Well, what's going to find me?
Huh?
So what's going to find me for playing solo hide and seek?
Well.
Solo meaning alone.
So, to end the game. So if you think you've, you know, you didn't think that you've heard anything. Because there's been a, so when you're in your hiding spot, they have said that it's possible while you're there, you may hear certain things. Like the pitter patter of little feet.
Nope.
Things being moved around.
Nope.
You might hear white noise coming from the TV if the doll gets close to you. So that's why you leave TV on, in case you hear the change or the TV go off. Smell things that are just not normal and not from you. You know, like the TV getting louder. I said that. And then you might like feel like you're being touched or your clothes are being pulled on while you're in the room. So, if that's when you decide you're going to end the game, you're going to be like, alright, so time to end the game. Done playing hide and go seek. You're going to take the salt water. You're going to take a really large mouthful of this salt water. And you're going to hold it in your mouth. Don't swallow it. Just hold it in your mouth. You're going to leave your hiding place and make sure you bring the rest of the cup with you. And you're going to look for the doll. Because the doll may not be in the bathtub where you left it. So now you're going to go look for the doll. Once you find the doll, you're going to spit out the salt water onto the doll. And you're going to pour the rest of the salt water from the cup onto the doll. And then three times you're going to say, "I win." And then once you are done, you let the doll dry, burn it, and throw it away.
No.
So.
I would never play this game. Absolutely so, not. This would never happen.
I would either, right?
No. 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 No.
So.
Nope. That sounds awful. It sounds like a nightmare.
So the additional rules to the game is you cannot turn on any lights while you're playing the game. Make sure all your doors stay unlocked. Especially the front door. Do not make any unnecessary noise. Don't leave the house during the game. The reason why you leave the TV on is to help, you know, warn you of any abnormal behavior. And don't let the game go longer than 2 hours. So, the idea, supposedly, of the game is you're playing hide-and-seek with spirits. So technically, you're not playing hide-and-seek by yourself. You're playing hide-and-seek with spirits. So the rice supposedly attracts the spirits to the doll. And sewing up the doll and placing in water traps the spirits. And then when you cut open the doll, it releases the spirits so they can come find you.
Next time you get Chinese food or sushi, I'm like, attracting the spirits to our rice.
At any time, if you think the doll is getting close to finding you, you must end the game as soon as possible because you probably don't want to know what happens if the doll finds you. Or the spirits find you.
See, but, like, I don't understand why you play this game. Who's playing this game?
Super I guess people? People that are bored.
Why?
I don't know. I mean,
for why?
Why would you play the elevator game?
The elevator game, I think, I could see myself playing the elevator game.
Yeah.
Because it's another dimension.
Right.
That's something interesting. The idea of doing all that work,
yeah.
First of all that work.
Uh-huh.
And then sitting in the darkness by yourself.
No. I mean, it's, I guess, maybe thrill seekers. Maybe, with like
maybe, but I can't be in the dark by myself.
Yeah.
On a normal night, rather than...
Yeah.
On a night when I'm trying to hide from a demonic doll.
Yeah, especially at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
No. Yeah, because that's like the bewitching hour. Unless. Hold on. I found a loophole.
What's that?
You should play it in Alaska.
Oh, when it's daytime?
Yeah.
All the time?
All the windows are open. All the lights would be out.
Yeah, but there should be light.
Mm-hmm.
When we complete darkness. Makes sense.
Found a loophole, guys.
How do you just play when there's a full moon and make sure all your windows and...
No, because then we have a werewolf come in, so we're just not even gonna go with that.
Oh, okay. I guess that's true.
There's a full moon on Halloween this year.
I know, and it's daylight savings.
I know.
But we'll see what happens.
Who knows, it's 2020, so...
You never know. Alright, so you have another thing.
I do.
Okay.
This one's actually kind of similar to yours.
Oh, yeah?
Ish. It's called The Midnight Game. It is actually a pagan ritual underneath of it all, and usually used as punishment.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, if you fuck... Ooh, excuse me. So, if you messed up...
Yeah.
Then you would be made to play this game.
Oh, okay.
So, here's how to play.
Alright.
So, first thing is, there's a couple of things you need. And more than one person can play, like, together, if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have a candle.
Okay.
A wooden door.
Okay.
Paper.
Uh-huh.
A pen or pencil to write with. Salt and blood. And each person needs their own thing.
Okay.
So, this all must happen midnight.
Okay.
Like, on the dot. So, first is, you're going to write your name on the piece of paper and put your blood on it.
Okay.
All the lights must be off.
Okay.
The wooden door in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Paper with your name and blood on it. And a candle on top of it.
Okay.
You will knock 22 times on the door.
Okay.
At 12.
Ooh.
And on the 22nd knock, you open the door.
Mm-hmm.
And wait a minute. You put it in front of the door. You open the door and blow out the candle.
Ooh.
Okay. Then you relight the candle.
Okay.
And you look around the house for the Midnight Man.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
For the Boogeyman?
Mm-hmm, pretty much. So, if the light...
So this is inviting some man in your house.
Pretty much. Yeah. So it's kind of a game. Like, if you survive, yay. If you don't, well, you shouldn't have did what you did, I guess.
Mm.
So, if the light goes out, he's close. So if your candle goes out, he's nearby.
Like, if you light it and it goes out again?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
So you need to light it right away.
Okay.
If you can't, I mean 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you're in trouble.
Okay.
So if you cannot, for some reason, relight it within 10 seconds, you need to surround yourself with salt.
Okay.
Then, I believe this game goes from 12 to, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
3:33 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
So you've got to make it some time.
Yeah.
You got to, if you can keep your candle lit, so like if you're going along and the candle goes, and you can relight it, and you go along and the candle goes, and you relight it, you're good. Like, you just keep doing that, you're fine if you're within 10 seconds. You get outside that 10 seconds, you've got to circle yourself with salt.
Okay.
And then do not leave that salt. Okay. You can relight your candle, but don't leave the salt. Like, okay. If your 10 seconds is over,
yeah,
it's done.
Don't leave the salt.
You will know when he's close, because there'll be a drop in temperature.
Ooh.
What around you will be literally pure darkness.
Mm.
It will be, like, black. Like, yeah. There's no, like, there's darkness, and then there's
right,
this.
Right, right, right.
And you'll hear whisperings.
Oh.
You cannot turn on the lights, use a flashlight, or go to sleep. You cannot try to contact other people, or use a lighter.
Mm.
Now, here's the worst part. Let's pretend you don't know the rules of the game.
Okay.
And you can't light your candle within 10 seconds, and you don't have salt with you.
What would you, if you can't use a lighter, what would you use? Light your, you gotta do the matches?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So, think about 10 seconds trying to get a match.
Yeah,
like, you see why it would be difficult. You, right. And you have salt, like, I don't know how you're holding these things.
One, two, three, good thing.
Yeah, salt. Because if this happens, he will present himself to you with your greatest fear.
Oh, jeez.
Will be presented to you.
Uh-huh.
And then he'll slowly rip all your organs out.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you will die.
Oh. That just sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
And painful.
Yep. And then you will no longer be among the living. So, and then you... Now, I don't think... It says you can play with other people, but you're not supposed to be, like, trying to talk to each other.
Oh.
And I don't know if I would never play this game. Because it's literally a punishment.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, like, the way they did it back then was, like, there was a house.
Right.
And then they would have to go in.
Uh-huh.
And then you would find out. If, could you imagine finding them if they didn't make it?
Yeah.
With all their organs pulled out.
They're like, oh, what the hell do you do?
Well, this is what would happen.
Mm.
And then you have to make it the 3 hours and a half.
Oh, jeez.
In order to survive.
That's ridiculous. It's scary.
Yeah. Ugh. And it has that 3-3-3 going on.
Yeah.
And, So it's called the Midnight Game. I would never play that.
No.
Because that sounds awful. But kind of similar to your game.
Yeah.
It's also really simple. Like, you just have to keep your candle lit.
Yes.
Or be inside a salt circle, and you're good.
Yeah.
However, I did read that he will try to kind of get you to come out.
Yeah, that's just, ooh. That's just as creepy. I mean, both of them you're inviting.
Yeah.
Something then.
And you have to keep your head, because it starts with, so let's say you're getting yourself, and it's like 12 seconds, and you're past the time. It's going to start with your greatest fear.
Mm.
So you can't lose your head. You've got to be like, okay, this isn't real, and get the salt around you, or then you're going to think it's real, and then you're done.
Right. Oh, jeez.
Isn't that terrifying?
It is.
So, it is. Don't do that.
Makes me think of, the thing from Harry Potter. That would...
Oh, the,
I can't think of what they're called.
I know what you're talking
the
about.
The soulless thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I can think of is Patronus, but take it away.
Patronus.
Yeah.
When...
So, anyway, I really hope you liked our telling of these games that you should not play. Well, you probably do Bloody Mary, because we're pretty sure that one's probably harmless. But the...
I should try it.
The other one, yeah, well, if she does, we're going to record it.
I'm just saying I should just go do it, but I don't know exactly how many. Let me look it up.
It doesn't matter. It's like 3. I've always thought it was 3.
Do you have a flashlight?
You can use your phone.
Now I'm like nervous.
So, but if she does do it, we'll record it for sure.
I was just going to go do now because there's a bathroom right there.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, I got to say it 3 times.
Yes.
Now I'm saying yes, Mom.
You got to shut the door.
I know. I'm not allowed to.
Okay. In the bathroom.
Get my flashlight on. Three times. I'm gonna turn around.
Okay,
not turn around. That was
a sometimes. I don't know. You don't have to, no.
Okay.
Okay. Alright, guys. Did you see anything?
I'll turn my light off.
Okay. Ah, oh, you survived.
I did.
Oh, what's
nothing
that?
Nothing happened. what?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
I should have filmed it. We could look back at the footage.
It's okay. Maybe another time.
Okay. Well, nothing happened.
All right. So you could play that game. Though the other ones I wouldn't recommend because they might not come out on the other side.
Okay. I would never play those games. Yeah. I'll say Bloody Mary a few times in the mirror, but
You're definitely inviting. Well, I mean, Bloody Mary's inviting something in, but the other ones you're definitely inviting something in.
Bloody Mary's been done too many times.
Yeah, and there's never been really something bad. But the other games, I don't feel like they've been done enough to say that it doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, if you really enjoyed this episode and you really like to help us out, you can follow us on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. And if you're there, you can leave us a 5-star review and leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing.
Yes, and if you would like to comment and let us know. Sorry, I found a leaf on my shoe. If you would like to comment and let us know if you've played any of these games, you can do so by following us on Facebook at Sister Files, or on Instagram at the Sister Files Podcast, or if you have a very lengthy story, or if you just want to tell it to us privately, if it's something like that, you can always email us at thesisterfiles2020@gmail.com.
Yes. So, again, thank you for listening, and in the meantime,
be sweet,
stand tall,
stay strange.
Bye, y'all.